Hello, and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
Say that I'm an American and not be a Christian. To be an American was to be a Christian. In his farewell address, Washington said, "You can't have national morality apart from religious principle." And it's true. You've got to have some sort of a standard on which all of ethics are based. It's not based upon how I feel. It's based upon what God says. Regardless of how I feel, this is the principle of the heart and the Word of God. Today, we look at the next generation that's coming up. America, in our school system, has been a war zone for school shootings, hasn't it? And what happens whenever you take the Bible out of the public school systems, and we see that there is something major that's going on? Maybe you went to school in the 50s and 60s, and perhaps student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 2000s, mass murder, rape, school shootings, that's the popular trend. We see in America today that America is number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use. There is something that's going on in America. Abe Lincoln said this. He said, "The philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next." So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and education, you just have eliminated the future generation of that nation that Word should protect. Whenever we have suffocated Scripture, the Ten Commandments, and prayer from our youth, we have cut off the nose of our future. Because they're not like they're disconnected, they're one and the same. And what we believe as kids and what we are currently teaching our children, they are going to be leading the state house at some point. We've got to fight to have God in America. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Men like Noah Webster wrote the first dictionary. He would literally walk around quoting the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, "We have staked our future. We've staked our whole future in our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all of our hearts." These men believed to be an American was to be a Christian, one who knew God and who was willing to live out his principles and his tenets. To be anything other than that was to be completely disconnected from why this nation even first began. You see, what's the flag that's worth fighting for? What's the flag worth standing for? What's the flag worth honoring for? That we're in a nation just like this. I'll tell you, maybe you're looking at your own influence in your own life and you're thinking, I don't know what I can do in my own life. America is what it is, and I can't impact the White House and I can't impact the State House, but you can impact your house. And right now, this morning, we need to double down on our own house, knowing that, you know what, I've got a flag, I've got a banner to wave in my home. I need to take care of my kitchen table. What's the conversation in my kitchen? When my kids walk out of my house, they better have the Word of God written on the tablet of their heart, knowing who they are, that it's non-negotiable, it's unwavering. This is who I am, and not about being an American, about being a Christian, about being a godly man, a godly woman, knowing how to be a husband, how to fight for the heart of a spouse, how to raise up kids that are fully alive, adventurous, that love the Lord, that can romance a woman's heart, can bring thrill to their children, can be that kind of a godly man in his home. To reproduce that, that's the banner that I'm willing to fight for. That's the call of God that's on me and that's on you. And maybe your kids are grown in God and you double down on your grandkids. Maybe your grandkids live far away, then it's you and your spouse. Perhaps you live all alone, then it's all about you focusing on that, becoming everything that God has called you to be in this place. And I'll tell you, I've got a mandate from God in my house. Maybe not the White House or the State House, but in my community. I'm going to be an influencer. In the church house, I'm going to be an influencer. In the schoolhouse, I'm going to be an influencer. There is something that there is a flag and a banner worth waving, and it's worth stacking dead bodies up for. No longer do we just stand back and say, well, just do it and let it be whatever it's going to be. No, let's fight for something that's worth fighting for. And there is something I believe of God. He's calling us. There is something I want to give my life that's worthy of it. We want to give our lives. Come on. We get one shot at this life, and then it's over. And what am I giving my life to that's worthy of my life? I hope we have voices in the State House. I hope we have voices in the White House. But can I tell you this? The most important thing right now is your house. You have immediate authority and access to be speaking, to waving a banner that will not fall. It might be tattered. It might be torn. It might have gone through some hardship. It might have some holes in it. It might be dinged up. But it ain't over yet. And it's time to keep fighting for something that matters. And giving our lives just to hanging out and watching TV is not worth the life that God has given you. There's something way higher. There's a better way to live. There is a fight still inside of you. And if there is air in your lungs, God is not done. There is still purpose for you on this planet. I just want to provoke something within you, and not just patriotism for the sake of just having a flag or some colors. To pledging allegiance to Christ and saying, if I'm here, I'm going to be all in here. And where you are, you're in that marriage. You're in that home. You're in this community. Be all in this community. No longer, well, if this person wasn't leading, that person wasn't leading. You know what? It's not Trump's fault. It's not Obama's fault. It's not Clinton's fault, Bush's fault. Go back as far as you want to. It's on us. It's on you. We are the American people. It is on us to own it. It is on us to vote. It's on us to run for public positions around here. It's for us to be on school boards. It's for us to be on committees. It's for us to be the church in the community again. For the church to spill out of these front doors and start filling the streets each and every day. Let's be the kingdom of God on the earth. No longer just listening to whatever the White House. Let's listen to the word of God and saying, this is who we're going to be. This is the direction that we're going to have. This is the purpose and the passion that Jesus Christ has bled and died for. There has been a man who's laid his life down for a much bigger flag. It has been the banner of Christianity to save men and women, the future of our children. And when we burn with that banner within us, I'll tell you, we will have a brighter America. We will have an awesome educational system. We will have godly law and public policy. We will have a godly government. We will have rulers who will reign and rule with the principle of God. In Psalm chapter 33, it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Whenever we know that it is God that reigns and rules over this place, we are in a safe haven. We are under the canopy of his grace. In Proverbs chapter 29, it says this, it says that whenever the righteous are in charge, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are our leadership, the people mourn. It just becomes heavy laden at that point. But I'm banking on Proverbs chapter 21, which says that the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand, and like a stream of water, he moves it wherever he will. So we're going to pray for our leadership, that God would grab a hold of their hearts and he would move them, no longer based upon what I feel or whatever I think, no, based upon the principles of God and how he will direct our leadership, how he will direct the State House and the White House, how he will direct fathers in their own house to rise up and lead the charge, to grab a hold of the mama heart and to move them, to grab a hold of our kids' hearts, like in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, that he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers, the hearts of the fathers to their children, see family restoration again. Come on, there's America worth fighting for, and it starts here, taking back the territory of my own heart and leading from a place of a redemptive Savior that paid it all for something much greater than what we're currently spending our lives on. There's more, people. There's more. And as we celebrate our independence, Alyssa, would you come on up? We're going to celebrate our independence. Yes, as Americans, but as Christians, you're free. You're free to live as Jesus has set you free. You're free to become everything that he has called you to be. And there is a life in that that is worth fighting for. This star-spangled banner that Francis Scott Key wrote became the national anthem. And in the 1930s, I believe, it was President Woodrow Wilson that put it in as the official national anthem. I want to list it to sing the national anthem. And as we sing this national anthem, would you all stand with me? As Americans and as Christians, knowing this story in mind and the blood that was paid for it, and we're just going to end with this. No other prayer other than this as the national anthem of our own freedom. And we will dismiss. Go ahead, Alyssa. Yep, so go to the other PowerPoint. Man, we were going to have this amazing climatic. Gosh, I teed it up. It was no go. Yeah, that's worship music, but. Are you able just to do it a cappella?
Can I have a C?
Yeah.
That's a C? You sure? No, that's good. Because if we get off on the wrong note, this could get bad real fast.
This could go sideways quick.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
So we're so glad you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.